From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Brendan J. Lyons reports for the Times Union that the U.S. Supreme Court will review New York's new ammunition background checks at a conference on October 6. Democrats in the state legislature a year ago passed the new rules after a ruling by the Supreme Court threw out New York's century-old concealed carry rules. Some gun store owners have reported glitches in the new ammo background checks, but the state police issued a statement saying the National Instant Criminal Background Check System, and I quote, processes transactions immediately. However, some responses will take longer than others depending on the amount of research required, end quote. Representative Elise Stefanik, who represents Rensselaer County and the rest of the 21st Congressional District, is excited about the Supreme Court conference, saying, and I quote, Governor Hochul's state-run background check system and tax on constitutional rights are causing serious delays and false denials. I have heard from constituents, including former law enforcement officials, who have successfully purchased a firearm only to be denied the ability to purchase ammunition. The delays are also causing community firearm retailers to lose customers who say they aren't going to wait and instead go to neighboring states for ammunition to avoid the state registration and extra taxes. End quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. The Upstater reports that the Taconic Hills Central School District Board of Education on September 5th unanimously approved the appointment of Lynette Brunger as Superintendent of Schools effective October 10th. Brunger is currently the Assistant Superintendent at Liberty CSD in Sullivan County. She said, and I quote, I am honored to be selected to serve Taconic Hills and look forward to working alongside our families, community members, and board to supervise our teachers, administrators, and students. Educators today have an exciting yet intense role, and when they are appreciated for all they do, our students and community are the beneficiaries. My goal is to continue to improve our schools and provide our students with the best education and experience possible. End quote. Brunger has been a teacher or an administrator for 27 years. Board President Bonnie Torchia said, and I quote, we are excited to welcome Lynette Brunger to Taconic Hills CSD and introduce her to our school community. End quote. She went on to say, and I quote, she stood out among a strong pool of candidates with administrative experience. Her background and commitment to providing all students with a high-quality education makes her the right person to lead our school district. End quote. Read more about this story at the Upstater. Mid-Hudson News reports that Stewart International Airport opened in Orange County in April 1990 with flights by American, Delta, U.S. Air, and later added Midway, JetBlue, AirTran, Norwegian Air, and Frontier Airlines. Today, its Allegiant Airline flies to Florida and seasonally to Myrtle Beach, and Play Air goes to Iceland. Atlantic Airways recently flew a few flights to the Faroe Islands, but that is it. Still, Stewart Development Director Yil Shurhan remains upbeat, saying, and I quote, we feel pretty good about getting another domestic carrier in here by next year and one or two international carriers next year. Read more about this story at Mid-Hudson News. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.